The Glass of Time, a novel by Michael Cox. Narrated by Josephine Bailey. Copyright 2008 by Michael Cox. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with W.W. Norton & Company, Inc. and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Act 1. A House of Secrets. "We twain are one too many," quoth I, "for men say three may keep a council, if two be away." John Heywood, Dialogue of Proverbs, 1546. Prologue. My lady and her sons, observed by Miss Gorst, 8th of November, 1876. 1. The View from the Gallery. I wish you, first of all, to imagine that you are standing beside me, peeping over the rail of an arched and curtained gallery, set, like the stage of some aerial theatre, high above a long and imposing room. From our vantage point, if we push our noses out just a very little way through the narrow gap in the curtains, we may see down to where the assembled company of fine ladies and gentlemen are sitting at a table. The thick velvet curtains smell of thyme and dust, but do not mind them. We shall not be here long. The room below us, decorated in crimson and gold, is richly furnished, and although grandly proportioned, deliciously warm, even on this chill November evening, from the heat thrown out from blazing piles of pine logs in the two great stone fireplaces. On every wall there are mirrors in gilded frames that give back endless reflections as you pass them. Above us, spanning the whole space, soars a panelled ceiling, curved like a barrel, on which, although you must take my word for it, being now lost to sight in shadow, are painted scenes depicting the marriage of Heracles and Hebe. I had this information from Mr. Pope.